Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
Where's the darn thing that came from?
Fisher Boys, welcome to the Kicker Spot. Fisher Boys, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo. Why did I have visual? I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about, so who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, for better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
He ain't on. He's supposed to be on, but he said he didn't know how to do it. Yeah, I'm on. He not saying hello. He not talking. Because he said he didn't know how to do it live from the show.
Ron?
Okay, you're live with T'Angelo.
Welcome to the Kicker Spot. Fisher Boys, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo. Why did I have visual? I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about, so who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, for better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? To the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Alrighty, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are listening to the Kicker Spot. And you are also, we are also here live at the College Expo here in Los Angeles at the Convention Center. And this is an amazing event, you guys. It is people with, from every walk of life here learning about higher education and what it takes to become successful in our higher education. Now, perhaps you know someone who is looking to go to college, or maybe you're preparing for college yourself. If you are currently here in the Los Angeles area, you should stop by and visit with me and take some of this information that's being presented today. I am here by the KJLH booth. I'm here next to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and we are just here having a blast. You guys definitely want to stay tuned as we have a cool little show put together. Nothing too big or too much, but we do have a little something put together for you guys, okay? We will be hearing from Charles Pryor of Urban Tutors. he will be talking about what it takes kind of to get prepared for college and how to put the packaging together and all that jazz. And then we also will be speaking to a spokesperson from the College Expo. Hopefully we'll have Teresa Price, who is a founder of the Expo, but she is putting on this event, so she's everywhere. I saw her. She's exceptional. Thank you so much, Teresa, for all of your assistance in this process. I wanted to say that now, and we look forward to speaking to her. And, again, she's the founder of the event, and she'll let us know all things Expo. So that'll be great. It is a little hectic as we have so much going on. I'm also going to be filming live here today, so we have a camera crew coming in. We have the booth set up. It's going to be great fun, you guys. And so also, I know today is, you know, we're going to do higher education, so today's like a higher education show. But also we want to take a look at some of the interesting stories that I found in the news. You know, just kind of a brief mention of some of the, you know, in the Celebrity Hub, just a few little things that are interesting to me. So if you happen to want to share your thoughts and add your insight to the topic today, feel free to discuss with us by calling the radio station at 718-664-6543. Or you can also stop by tangelo.com and engage us there. All righty. So let's see.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the kicker spot? I mean, I'm trying to find the kicker spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm Tiangelo. I'm the host.
The kicker spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, GOTM Blog is a site to visit.
But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet.
This one, good.
One, but he's the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah.
The kicker spot, kicker spot, kicker spot, kicker spot. The kicker spot, kicker spot, kicker spot, kicker spot. If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth. The kick is spot. 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 What's going on? This is your boy Tiangelo, and you are chilling at the kick is spot.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. Hey, you guys, we are here still at the Los Angeles Convention Center with the Black College Expo, having a blast. So before we get into all the College Expo news, let's discuss some of these interesting topics in Hollywood. First, I want to mention, actually, before I go into Hollywood, give me one second, actually. I want to mention some of my T projects. I wanted to mention the website, tangelo.com. Definitely swing by. Check out the media, press releases. You can also check out information on the Kick and Spot, different celebrity guests we're going to have on, or different entrepreneur guests that we'll have on. And then also, I think you will enjoy the gallery. I have a great slew of pictures there, pictures with Shane Sparks recently. Soon to be uploaded is me interviewing Vanessa Williams. We'll also see pictures of me with Craig Robinson of The Office. You know, we covered the NAACP Image Awards nominee announcements last week and just had a blast. So definitely check out that music video. Oh, the music video. Check out that video at EOTMTV.com. that was funny. What else we got going on? Oh, if you are interested in knowing more about my show, like I said, go to tangelo.com. I'm sorry, I wrote that twice. Anyhow, earlier I've been mentioning the College Expo here in Los Angeles. I want to also mention to those listening who are not in the Los Angeles area that the College Expo also visits other cities such as Oakland, Ontario, New York, Atlanta, as well as D.C., Maryland. So if you happen to be in any of those areas, those are also different places you can go to attend this extraordinary event. For more details, again, go to tangelo.com, click the events page, and you'll see the College Expo and their link there. So, you guys, this is a great event. I'm super excited. I'll be with you guys for about another 45 minutes, and then I'm going to be underway so I can get into it with today with the Expo. I want to take a minute to give a shout-out to my producer today, Ron Anthony. Ron, thank you so much for doing this with me today. We're actually driving blind, you guys. Usually I'm connected with some type of communication with my producer buddy, but because of this live feed, I cannot be communicating with him. But he's awesome. He's amazing. He's doing great job, so Ron. I know this is probably the strangest live show, but thank you. You're amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Lastly, lastly, really quickly, Wendy, if you happen to be listening, you won some movie tickets from me a couple of weeks back, and I've tried to email you, and I haven't been able to reach you. So please give me a call so we can here at the station so I can get you your movie tickets.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Ticket Spot. Spot. Ticket Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo.
All right, you guys. Now we have a Celebrity Hub coming up here. Also,
ooh, the Celebrity Hub is next. Shh. Be quiet. It might be juicy.
The Ticket Spot Celebrity Hub is brought to you by EOTMblog.com. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTMblog, yes, I said it, EOTMblog.com is the site to visit.
I said be quiet, it's coming on, and get off my foot.
Okay, you guys, so really quickly to breeze through a few of the stories in Hollywood right now. One of the first things out the gate is something I could not wrap my mind around, which is the fact that EOTM reported earlier this month that Aretha Franklin is getting married to Willie Wilkerson. Well, it looks like the festivities will be a no-go after all. The 59-year-old R-E-S-P-E-C-T singer has put the brakes on her wedding. In a statement on Facebook, Franklin explained, "Will and I just have decided we were moving a little too fast, and there were a number of things that had not been thought through thoroughly. There will be no wedding at this time." So it's unclear if they're ending the relationship or just the relationship, or the wedding for now. But I just want to tell you guys that's kind of interesting how fast these weddings come and go in Hollywood. It's hilarious. Moving on, Heidi Klum and Seal separating, divorcing after 7 years of marriage. The rumors were true after all, everyone. Heidi Klum and Seal did split. TMZ reported that the couple is calling it quits because it has a large part to deal with. Seal has a big temper. It wasn't infidelity this time, you guys. He didn't cheat. He just has a major temper that she says she's over dealing with. So, yeah, it's coming to a close. It's so unfortunate. Sources told the website that it was a long time coming. They announced their separation this last Sunday in a statement stating, "While we have enjoyed 7 very long and loving, loyal years during our marriage, after much soul-searching, we have decided to separate." And then I'll just mention, you guys, there's an interview with Seal on Ellen DeGeneres this past week. We talked about the marriage and talked about the separation and everything, how wonderful it was. And it was interesting that Ellen noticed that Seal still had on his wedding ring, and he just explains that it kind of shows how he feels about the situation. It has to come to an end, and it's over, but it's not that he necessarily wants it to be. It just has to be what it is. So I guess good luck to you guys with that. And then a couple of other quick mentions. Tracy Morgan collapsed at Sundance this past week. Tracy Morgan was rushed to the hospital in Park City, Utah, after falling unconscious at the Sundance Film Festival. It was reported that I'm on the radio right now. Yeah. It was reported that they thought he had alcohol in his system, but the hospital said that was not the case. He was not intoxicated of any sort, but his rep said that he had complications of being exhausted in a high altitude is what caused him to have the fallout. So the comedian Tracy Morgan actually had diabetes, and he received a kidney transplant 2 years ago. So maybe it has nothing to do with it. We do wish him the best and hope him, you know, wish him back to a quick and healthy recovery. Oh, goodness. Jimmy Moore hospitalized. For a whole other reason, she has substance abuse going on. But we have to go to EOTMblog.com for more on that. And then lastly, I wanted to mention Super Bowl 2012, the New York Giants versus England Pirates is coming up. Now, I don't really do much with football, but I do halftime shows. And now that's what I'm going to talk about. We have Madonna scheduled to do the halftime performance. She's also going to be with, I think CeeLo Green is going to stop by and work with her, and she's also teamed up with Cirque du Soleil for the concept of her performance. Now, believe it or not, Madonna has not done the Super Bowl before. This will be her first time doing it, so I'm highly excited and cannot wait to see her do what she does. Okay, you guys, so I know I was really quick with those stories, but again, we have to kind of move on to the show. But if you want more details on any of these, you can go to EOTMblog.com, and they have a lot more there. So now we are going to take a quick break. But when we return, we will be chatting with our buddy Charles Pryor of Urban Tutors.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the kicking spot? I mean, I'm trying to find a kicking spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host.
The kicking spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit.
But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one to let me the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah. The kicking spot, kicking spot, kicking spot, kicking spot. The kicking spot, kicking spot, kicking spot, kicking spot.
If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth. Because sorry.
The kicking spot, 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 the kicking spot.
What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the kicking spot.
Hey there, you guys. This is your boy, T'Angelo, and we are here at the Kickin' Spot, and we are doing a show live at the Black College Expo here in Los Angeles, and it is an amazing event. So if you are in the area, definitely come by, because if you are interested in higher education or going to college, this is the place to be. They have all the colleges here. I'm seeing everyone from the Tuskegee Airmen. We have University of Chicago. I saw California Baptist University. I'm looking at, the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, because they not only deal with college here, you guys, they also deal with internships and job searching and all sorts of things. I saw Edison here. I'm looking at the KJLH, have a little dance contest going on. We are truly having a blast. Let's see. So I am actually looking to speak with my buddy Charles Pryor, but I'm guessing he's not here just yet. But I will tell you a little bit about Urban Tutors. Urban Tutors is an urban educational consulting firm that assists high school, college, and international students exceed their goals in a less pressured environment, okay? They foster a learning environment where the students gather information to prepare them for what they are embarking on while having fun doing it. So Urban Tutors, they also provide a relaxed feel to help you learn in a place that will be stimulating to the students and their clients. It says that their students look forward to seeing their tutors. So you guys definitely can go by urbantutors.com to check out more on the Urban Tutors. And Charles, do I have you yet?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hello there. I can, oh buddy, oh pal. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing awesome, man. How are you?
I'm great. I am here at the College Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center, and the event is amazing.
Oh, I'm sure. Lots of positive energy there, and
it
lots
is
of
so much positive energy. So I thought I'd run into you, but you're not here, I see.
No, I actually have clients all day today, so I couldn't make it.
Good. Well, what I want to go ahead and do is just, let's get right into this. We have Urban Tutors. Tell us, how does Urban Tutors achieve their goals of fostering a relaxed yet fun environment for their clients?
Okay, well, first off, let me just say that college admission and attaining college admission has become so extremely stressful. And
right.
So, yes, it's stress on the student, it's stress on the parents, and it's stress on the people that are trying to help these kids, get to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when there is less stress, people work better. So I only hire people, I only deal in situations where, you know, we can kind of simplify things. So it's not so overwhelming and it's not so intimidating. And then break everything down, you know, to its simplest form. And
Wow. We
can move from there. We just want to make it as clear as possible, target what's important, and move it along. You know, we're also very realistic about things.
Okay.
Yes, it doesn't have to be this complex. It's about, you know, strategizing and targeting you know what's important.
So I guess that's when you get it to work smarter, not harder.
Exactly. Work smarter, not harder. We work hard, but we work smarter than hard.
Right,
yes.
Right. Okay, so now, what you mentioning about finances and things of that nature, what would you say is the first step to going to college?
Oh, okay. Well, you know what?
I'm
going to
check
if you're
preparing for college.
Okay, well, it depends on where you're at. You know, if you're a senior and you haven't done any kind of preparation at this point, there are still, and meaning that a senior this year, you're in 12th grade, you can still go to college. What you want to do is first sign up for the SAT, preferably the ACT if you're the first one in your family to go to college. And
now, what is it? I'm sorry, real quick. Can I ask, what is the difference? I mean, you have ACT and ACT. What is the difference between the two?
Okay, so they both are college admission tests. The SAT is used much wider. Now, the thing about it, the SAT has two subjects, basically English and math. It's pretty much seven sections of English-related material and three math sections, or it could be, you know, and the English sections, they are broken down into reading and writing.
Okay.
So it's 10 sections in all. One of the sections is experimental, and you have no idea which section that is. And the experimental section is not included in your score.
Okay.
So it's kind of tricky. Not only that, the SAT is a trick test. I wouldn't recommend that to anybody who didn't have to take it. Another thing about the SAT, and the SAT is also, it also tricks you in that it punishes you if you take a guess and you get something right. Well, let's look at life. The greatest, the people who have made the greatest amount of money and the people who have achieved the highest heights have failed many, many, many times before they finally succeeded with that million-dollar idea. I don't want to support a test that, you know, is contrary to that type of thinking.
Right.
You when you get questions wrong. So it's almost like, you know, you have to strategize to figure out how to even take the test. That's too much work.
That is a bit much. I'm stressed out enough trying to get the answer.
And then not only that, it's 10 sections of it. And this is, you know, roughly a 4-hour test.
I was going to say, is it? 4 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
now,
you have the ACT. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, because speaking of all the SATs and the preparation, what is like a common misconception that you find with students when preparing for college?
Let's see. There's so many. They don't believe the numbers. They think that they can get into USC just because their grades are good. You know, think that they can get into UCLA just because their grades are good. And what they fail to realize is that their grades may be good at that school, but you're competing with everyone in the country. Everyone in the country does not have your same type of education.
Right.
You know, it also depends on neighborhood. Like, let's take a look at the community in northeastern Los Angeles of La Cañada, Flint Ridge.
Okay.
That school, you know, 99% of their students go to college. You know, and then you're talking about, you know, a senior class that has about 700 people. All right, let's take a senior class that has 700 people, and let's look at class rank. The person who is number 450 has a 3.8 GPA.
Okay? Oh.
Now let's go down to Crenshaw High School. All right. Their senior class maybe is roughly about 400 or 500.
Okay.
The person whose class rank is number 80 has the 3.5 GPA. You know what I'm saying? So we have to look, is that 3.5 student as prepared to go to USC at Crenshaw as the 3.5 student at La Cañada whose rank is number 450?
Right, and they kind of just don't realize they're in a small box. They're looking in a small box versus the overall. So really quickly, I have to get to pull this to a close here, but I want to find out, so what exactly does Urban Tutors do? I am interested in being a tutor. Why am I calling you? What are we doing? What is your services you're offering?
Okay, first you have to decide what you want. You have to decide if you want test prep, which is SAT or ACT, or if you just need some general subject help in English, math, history, science. If you just need that help getting you over, whether it's preparing for a test at the last minute,
okay,
you know, this is what we do. If you are struggling in a subject, or if you think you are about to start struggling in a subject, we get tutors to pull you over. We can do tutoring in your home, at the library. We can do tutoring through Skype.
Okay,
well.
Okay.
Yeah, not only that, we have a Twitter account. We have a Facebook account for any time you need to ask a question real quick or tweet a question.
Right.
You know, just tweet us and we'll get back to you.
So they're very tangible.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's
and,
awesome.
And it's growing from there. Yeah, it's growing from there because I'm actually working on an application, an app for the phone, you know, with exercises
okay.
and things like that that you can complete.
So then if people want to find out more about Urban Tutors, I mentioned urbantutors.com. Is that the best place to go?
That is the best way to go for general information, but you can give me a call, and that number is Urban. I'm sorry, I'm kind of choked over myself for a moment. It's 424. Yes, the number to Urban Tutors is area code 424-216-6870. One more time, it's 424-216-6870. You can also go on the website, urbantutors.com, and you can go to the contact page and just fill out just a small contact card and we'll get back to you. Also, there is a link to Twitter. So
super.
You can always tweet me. So we have several methods to get in contact with me. But you will start at urbantutors.com, or you can give me a call on the phone number I just gave.
Super. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, Charles. I do appreciate you coming out and chatting with the Kick and Spot and our listeners.
Yeah. And thanks for having me.
Most definitely. Thank you. Well, you guys, if you would like more information on Urban Tutors, you can visit Urban Tutors, so that's with an S, urbantutors.com, or call 224-216-6870. Again, that was 424-216-6870. We'll be right back, you guys, after this. at the Los Angeles Convention Center, where they have an event of the wonderful Black College Expo. This is an event that has students from all over learning more about higher education. We have the University of Nevada, as I mentioned earlier. We have, let's see, who else do I see? I see Howard. I see Dillard. I see Vaughn. So it is definitely an extraordinary event. We're waiting on the founders to call in momentarily, but she actually just sent me a message stating she's going to need a minute. Oh, goodness. So anyhow, we're going to go ahead and make it work. Let me let her know. That's fine. So anyhow, let's talk about the expo for a second. What all does it entail? Well, you guys, when you get the opportunity to attend the College Expo, they have everything from paid internships. They have job preparation. They have seminars here that also discuss financial aid. They have seminars that discuss, you know, housing and how a parent should also take the process of getting into it. I'm trying to get into this little book here so I can get a little bit more detail for you. Yeah, I've actually been dealing with the College Expo for quite some time now, and I just believe in the product so much that I make it a point to be involved. And if you guys get the opportunity to come down, again, it's at the Los Angeles Convention Center, you'll see how engaging this is, how fulfilled you can leave. Was that Upscale Magazine? I do see Upscale Magazine, and it's just people by the droves, you guys, just people by the droves. The College Expo provides their program that has building blocks inside, and they have steps for, like, the 12th graders, for the 11th graders, just kind of let you know where you should be in your process of preparing for college. We just finished talking with Charles Pryor, who mentioned SATs and ACTs, and that's, you know, another step that is involved in the whole process is, you know, preparing yourself for that. Let's look at here really quickly. For the 11th graders, it says continue to take challenging college prep courses. Work towards getting as many A's as possible. Visit college fairs in your area. Narrow your choices of universities to an average of 5. Okay, so when you got to submit yourself to universities, you don't want to have 13. Try to take, you know, about 5 of them. And also have that one kind of like that unicorn school I recommend. That unicorn school is like that fantasy. Like for my unicorn school is USC. I might end up going to Cal State Dominguez, but my unicorn school is USC, and the budget for that is over the top. So that's that. Also, continue to broaden your spectrum of the community and others. Well, let me not be rude for you guys. Hold on. Hello, how are we doing? I'm a media correspondent. I'm actually on my radio show live right now here at the College Expo. So as soon as I'm done, I'm going to come hobnob with you guys, okay, and say hello. Thank you. All right, you guys, I want to be rude to the people here. You know, everyone is making this quite an enjoying event. So we are here at the College Expo live, you guys, checking out all the festivities. I'm on the air live now, so and you guys definitely want to come down. We're trying to get to Lisa Price, who is the founder of the Black College Expo, on the phone. Ron, if we happen to get her, just go ahead and pin her on in as she is working, but she's going to try to give a call in here in a second. Let me see here. Matter of fact, let's learn a little bit about Teresa. Let's learn a bit about our founder, okay? Black House Expo actually started in 2000, in the year 2000. She said she started the Expo because she wanted to give the youth an opportunity to be exposed to colleges that weren't as necessarily as tangible or as reachable for them, because, of course, they're all across the nation, and some of the schools don't always have the best career centers or counselors. And so by having this event, it allows the students the opportunity to be right there with the colleges, asking those pertinent questions, finding out the pertinent information. And today, people are getting accepted to college today. People are getting internships today, paid internships. People are getting scholarships today. They actually have a scholarship that will be $10,000 given away today. So you, this is an event you want to attend. You definitely want to prepare for your, you know, for your college days. And that's why I'm so in love with this expo. So at its 13th year now, it's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. So this is just something you want to do. So Ron, I'm guessing I don't have my young lady just yet, but if possible, you know what? Let's go ahead and play a song real quick. Ron, find a cool little ditty that is a lot of fun to listen to, pop culture. I'm a Nicki fan, Chris Brown fan. And let's play a little music real quick while we jazz. I'm going to go hobnob some more with the people at the Expo. And we're going to chillax for a second while we get our founder, Teresa Price, on the line. Okay.
I'm the fucking man. Y'all don't get it, do you? Type of money, everybody acting like they knew you. Go uptown, New York City, bitch. Some Spanish girls love me like I'm out with Twitter. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out in Miami, too. Clubbing hard, fucking women, they ain't much to do. Wrist playing, got a condo up on Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thing, ain't shit changed. How you feel, how you feel, how you feel? 25 sitting on 25 mil, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre, I'ma do it for the bay, okay? Getting paid, we'll holler whenever that stop. My team good, we don't really need a mascot. Tell Tune Light One, pass it like a relay. YMCMB, you niggas more YMCA. Me, Franny, and Molly Mall at the Cribbo. Shackles out to Nico, Jay, and Chubb, shot to Gibbo. We got Santa Margarita by the leader. She know even if I'm fucking with her, I don't really need her. Oh, that's how you feel, man, that's really how you feel. Cause the pimpin' nice cold, all these bitches wanna chill. I mean, maybe she won't, then again, maybe she will. I can almost guarantee she know the deal. Real nigga, what's up? Now she want a photo. You already know though, you only live once, that's a motto, nigga, YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play. Every day, every day, fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up? One time, fuck one time. I'm calling niggas out like the umpire. 7 grams in the blunt, almost drowned in the pussy, so I swam to her butt. It's east side, we in this bitch. Wish a nigga would, like a tree in this bitch. And if a leaf fall, put some weed in that bitch. That's my M.O. at a beat of that shit. I'm fucked up, tore down. I'm twisted, doorknob. Talk stupid, off with your head. Nigga, money talks, and Mr. Egg. Yeah, I'm so young, money. Got a drum on a gun, in the desert bunny. Funny how honey ain't sweet like sugar, ain't shit sweet. Niggas on the street like hookers, I tongue kiss her other tongue. Ski, 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 water gun. Oh my god, Becky, look at her butt.
Don't she?
Now she want a photo. You already know though, yeah. You only live once, that's the motto, nigga, YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play. Every day, every day, fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? Real nigga, what's up,
what's up?
Now she want a photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's a motto, nigga, YOLO. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play. Every day, every day, fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up?
one's for you and me. Living out our dreams, we're all right where we should be. If my arms are wide, I open my eyes, and now all I wanna see is a sky full of lighters, a sky full of lighters.
Already spiraled up. I would never do nothing to let you cowards move my world up. If I was you, I would duck. I'd get struck like lightning by his cheek. Fighting, put your lighters up, point them skyward. Had a dream, I was king. I woke up, still king. Fat king, nibble is mine, for the milk king. Till nobody else even feels me, till it kills me. I swear to God, I'll be the illest in this music. There is one that ever will be. Disagree, feel free, but from now on, I'm refusing to ever give up. Only thing I ever gave up, fusing. No more excuses, excuse me if my head is too big. But it's building, and pardon me if I'm a cocky. Put your cock to slick, but how you flip your life around. Crockett, who you for the kids? Flip, you did opposite, you stayed the same. The cock back with the still cock. You, I love it when I tell him stop it, cause it wasn't that long ago when Marshall said, busted black, busted cause he couldn't cut, busted muster up, nothing brain fuzzy cause he's buzzing, woke up from that buzzing, now you wonder why he does it, how he does it, wasn't cause he had buzzing circle around his head, waiting for him to drop dead, was it, or was it cause I'm throwing him off, little hussy ass buzzers, guess it doesn't matter now, does it, what difference it make, what's it take, to get it through your dick stalls at this day, some people don't usually come back this way, one more place it was dark as I was in, just to get to this place, now let these words be like a sweet play to a hater's been changed. And let it be known that from this day forward, I wanna just stay safe. Cause your hate is what gave me the strength to let them race. Cause I came at 5'9", but I feel like I'm 6'8".
This one's for you and me. Living out our dreams. We're all right where we should be. With my arms out wide, I open my eyes. And now
already be outie. I advance like going from toting iron and going and buying full five of the homies, the Iron Man Audi. My daddy told me, slow down, boy, you're going to blow it. And I ain't got to stop to beat him in and tell Shady I love him the same way that he did Dr. Dre on the chronic. Tell him how real he is, or how high I am, or how I would kill for him, for him to know it. I cried pretty tears. My daddy got a bad back, so it's only right that I write till he can march right into that post office and tell him to hang it up. Now his career's LeBron jersey in 20 years. I stop when I'm at the very top. You should tell me on your way up. You're about to be a very drop. Like a hairy fox, every hour, like it's wacky now. Used to have to eat the cat to get the pussy, now I'm just a catchy now. I'm classic cat, always down for the catch me, like a patchy owl. Y'all are doomed. I remember when T-Pain ain't wanna work with me. My car starts to suck, park itself, and all the tunes. Cause now I'm in the Aspen. I went from having my city locked up to getting treated like Kwame Kilpatrick. And now I'm fantastic compared to a weed high. And y'all just gossiping like on the radio and TV. See me, we fly. Y'all bugging out like Wendy Williams staring at a beehive. And how real is that? I remember signing my first deal. Now I'm the second best. I can deal with that. Now Bruno can show his ass without the MTV Awards gag. Hey, you guys, what's going on? It's your host, T'Angelo, and we are live here at the Black College Expo 2012, and I am having a blast.
So I'm the founder, Teresa, is, you can believe this, she has the audacity to go host a seminar. People like that just work too hard. I'm just joking. Got nothing but love for you, baby. So we're going to have Tamala Ashley speak with us. She's also a part of the Black College Expo family. So I'm going to go ahead and welcome Tamala to the show. Good morning. Good morning, Tamala. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hi, D'Angelo. Thank you so much for always coming out helping the Black College Expo. We love having you and just sharing this information because we know that information is power, isn't it?
That's right, right. And you guys have all the information here. All the information is at the College Expo. So really quickly, how is everything going so far, you know?
Everything is going great. You can see all of the parents and students are coming out. It looks like it's over 5,000 people here.
Wow.
They're getting access to vital information. We have the seminars going on, Freshman 101, Why Attend an HBCU. We have Why Attend an HBCU,
right.
Real Talk. It is just incredible, and I always enjoy being here, mixing with the students and parents, and getting that information to them. That's what it's about.
That is awesome. I agree, and this is a tremendous event. So with all that going on, it seems like the students have a lot to look forward to. What would you say a student should do to prepare for such an event?
It's to start early. I mean,
Okay. Start
at a very young age. And continually attend seminars, the school seminars that they have going on, especially what Ms. Price provides, is vital for the parents to get that information, especially financial aid, because we know that it is very costly to go to college, and it's important to get that information at an early age and get that GPA going, rising.
Right, right. So really quickly, last year when I spoke with Teresa, she mentioned, to my surprise, a whole section about athletes. Can you tell me more about the athletes program you guys have?
Yeah, well, Teresa probably can talk a little bit more about that, but athletes get involved too. And I think there's a seminar upstairs with those athletes that not only just participate in the sports, but how it's important to stress to the students to get that knowledge, to get those books, stay in the book, and learn something and get that GPA going up. So if you can get on an athletic scholarship, that's great, but there's more to it than just sports.
Right, right. And I think that's what was so tremendous about when she told me. I was like, oh, my goodness, they have all this stuff on sports, and I think people don't always know that when you go to a college expo, it's not just, you know, the book
that's
stuff.
That's so true. That's so true.
I'm not even to sports like that, but I think it was amazing that you guys offer that.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know if you know, but Teresa's brother, Lenny Randall, was a professional baseball player, and he actually has a booth here, and he's sharing information with the students about not only athletes, but how it's very important, though, to get an education, though.
That is amazing. Yes, T'Angelo Lyon is here with the camera crew, so we will definitely be talking with him and getting some footage of that as well. Well, I don't want to keep you too much longer, because I know you have a big day ahead of you, but I will ask really quickly, what is something that you would tell a student? Like, what's like the pearl of wisdom that you can leave for the students out there looking to reach their educational and career goals?
I would tell them to be a sponge, to absorb. Really, you want to network. Find a mentor. Maybe there, for instance, I'm in PR, so I've always surrounded myself around mentors that were in PR that would help me propel to the next level. So I stress, really find a mentor.
Okay, and there you have it. Because like you said, knowledge needs to be absorbed. Because they say knowledge is power and all that jazz. So. That'll be amazing. Well, Pamela, thank you so much for stopping by the Kicker Spot and hanging out with us. You are amazing. Teresa's amazing. This event is amazing.
Oh, well, excellent. And thanks again for having us. And don't forget, we have the entertainment segment going on where we're giving away scholarships. There's a step show. We have Carol Mitchell that will be hosting it. We have Dee. I don't know if many of the younger generation remember Dee Thomas. From what's happening, and she has a booth, and actually she's a veterinarian.
Wow.
So, she also has a booth. We want to encourage the students to go over there and talk to her as well.
Wonderful. I know I definitely will be stopping by there myself and getting a little signage and some hobnob time with the young lady.
Absolutely, D'Angelo.
Well, thank you so much, Pamela. I did enjoy having you. And you guys, we are going to be here at the Los Angeles Convention Center at the Black College Expo. What about the bulk of the day? We're going to hang out, Chancellor Live is here with the camera crew, and we're going to have a blast. So if you need more information on the College Expo and where you can go to find out about their other cities, because, again, they are in Ontario. They are in D.C., Atlanta, Oakland, Maryland. They do all these different places across the country, so you definitely want to go out. And I'm going to mention something else, you guys, Dress to Impress. I'm seeing great fashion, and I'm seeing bootleg fashion. Do not wear sweatpants or Ugg boots. It's tacky as hell. Ridiculous. Makes no damn sense. I'm sorry. I got a little carried away. So anyhow, you guys, thank you so much. Definitely, thecollegeexpo.org. Awesome. If you guys can go to tienzo.com and go to my events page, you'll also find them there, okay? Until next time, Pamela, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick break before we get out of here, and let's just take a quick break. I'll be right back. We're going to take a break.
What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot. Brought to you by EOTMblog.com. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTMblog is a site to visit. D'Angelo, and you are tuned in to The Kickin' Spot. You are now tuned in to The Kickin' Spot, and I'm your boy, T'Angelo.
Alrighty, you guys, we are still here at the Black College Expo 2012 in Los Angeles at the Convention Center. And let me just mention, if you're not here in L.A., I feel bad for you because the weather is beautiful. It is awesome. So, you guys, listen, go to thecollegeexpo.org, get the information, take down the notes, take down what it takes to get there, because if you don't succeed in life, it's not because you didn't have it, it's because you didn't go get it. Okay, it is just like that. I believe that, thank you, honey. I believe that success is what you make it, okay? So go out there and get yours. That's enough for everybody out there. You heard? Okay, so let's see here. I'm going to just have to go ahead and pull us to a close for the day. I just wanted you guys to be able to experience the College Expo as I get to. And we're also, T'Angelo Live is here. And we are going to cover these bit on the video, and so we're going to make sure that you guys are able to see what I'm seeing, partying like I'm partying, get informed like I'm getting informed. So I'm not going to be too much later. Ron, again, thank you, Ron Anthony. You are amazing. Check out Ron Anthony's show. He's also on the EOTM Network. Go to EOTMradio.com and check out our boy, Ron Anthony. Check out your boy, Stephen Knight. Check out your girl, Carla V. Check out your girl, Sweet T, because this is what we do. We all have a blast, okay? I'm going to go to a seminar now and check out the seminars, and we're going to go ahead and play out the closing music, and all I'm going to say is, you guys, live life to the fullest. Just live.
It's your boy, welcome to the Kickin' Spot. It's your boy, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visuals?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about, so who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah,
it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I'm a better one. Apparently, I'm eager to when I talk about myself all the time.
Go.
What's up, everybody?
T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O.
T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O.
Oh. to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.